Brad Powers this morning with us at BradPowers7 on Twitter, that BradPowersSports.com website, Bill King link at the top right of the page. Of course, he's on with Bill every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. Hello, Brad. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How you doing on this fine morning, Greg?
Well, I'm doing well, and I don't know how much you paid attention last night or not, but is Vegas burning with the with the way the Golden Knights lost that game last night and up 3-0 with 10 minutes to play and give up 4 power play goals in 4 minutes? Crazy.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, maybe there's issues with me, but I'm actually kind of happy The hockey fans here in Vegas that came out of the woodwork the last couple of years, probably never watched a hockey game in their life, and now our rabid fans are feeling the pain that a lot of sports fans face when they are following their team. So I thought, generally speaking, the Vegas Golden Knights fans got it a little too easy, too early. And obviously you can dispute the call, and it probably was it should have been called, but not a major penalty for 5 minutes. But I'm kind of enjoying the tears here in Vegas. I don't know what that makes me as a human being.
Well, I think it makes you like the rest of the NHL, that team was, they were given a playoff team through the expansion draft kindness. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, and they were a bit arrogant about all of last season. Here they are the first year and having that much success. And, you know, other teams go forever, like the Blues, for example. They go to the playoffs 26 years in a row. And so I don't know. I thought it was funny, and I just wanted, you know, to get the Vegas perspective of it and everything. But, you know, it's for Vegas, though. Welcome to the pro sports world. That's the cool thing about it. And I like the fact that, you know, how you're feeling about it. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, and I couldn't have said it better myself. Welcome to, you know, the pro sports fan, or just sports fans in general. So I like that they're feeling some pain. Now they can feel both sides of it, what it is to root for a team.
Any NBA, you doing anything with the NBA? I know I was looking last night, and boy, I tell you what, and I think you put out, here it is. I love this tweet, April 20th, so that was 4 days ago, and this is you tweeting this. I saw that, and I go, wow. If you blindly bet on every favorite in the NBA playoffs the last 4 years, you've won 61.7% against the spread, and your theory is what?
My theory is, you know, when it comes to the NBA, I mean, it's a relatively new phenomenon that some of these, you know, teams, the better teams, the Golden States, you know, Cleveland when LeBron was there, they don't necessarily value the regular season like past years. I mean, you don't remember, you know, Michael Jordan, you know, taking 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 games off a year because of load management. And my thought process is, I don't think the market really knows how good these some of the upper echelon teams are, because they've taken throughout the course of an 82-game regular season, maybe they haven't played their best 15, 20 of those games. And I think, you know, you got to, when you're coming up with a playoff line, you got to use an aggregate of your team stats for the season, obviously your record, how you've done against the spread, and, you know, points per game differential. And I don't think the market has a true handle on some of these favorites, the opposite should be true, Greg. I mean, when the public gets more involved, obviously they're a heck of a lot more involved when it comes to the playoffs as compared to the regular season. The public likes to bet favorites. Favorites should be expensive, but yet here we are 4 years into this, and if you're blindly betting the favorites, you're hitting well over 60%, which includes this year. If you bet every single favorite this year, you're hitting well over 60%.
That's crazy. And then you look at the other side of it. We're just talking about the NHL. You have, you have the 8 seeds both beating the 1 seeds, 1-1, 4-1. It's basically the complete opposite. It is who's playing the best that last 3 or 4 weeks of the season going into the playoffs, instead of that shutdown mode sometimes you see from the NBA as the regular season closes.
Yeah, that's such a great point. NHL's the one sport, and I think to maybe even a lesser extent Major League Baseball, where you get a lot more variance, a lot more prone to upsets. You get a hot goalie in the NHL, and that seems to be the overall difference maker. I don't know if the NHL playoffs are very exciting. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people like it, but sometimes you want to have some of your best teams, your favorite, your best players, some of your more name-brand teams probably be at the top as far as a ratings aspect. The NBA has never had that problem. And the NBA is a very, you know, front-loaded league. It's always been that. Stars have ruled. That's why you've had more dynasties in the NBA than any other sport. And obviously, when you got a seven-game series, sooner or later, I mean, the better team's going to win out.
Yeah, I don't know what they did against the numbers, but I read Monday that the four games Saturday, the four games Sunday, eight games in 2 days, that every road team won, and I think every road team was the favorite. Is that correct? Not the favorite, but the better seed.
Yeah, that probably, well, certainly the better seed, because as the series moved on, you
right.
know, the better seed hosted the first two games. But,
sure.
Yeah, that certainly was not a shock there. But I mean, if you're comparing it, you know, you're 24-12 if you're betting favorites in the NBA. If you're betting favorites in the NHL, a losing record. I mean, you're 20-25.
Brad Powers with us at BradPower7 on Twitter, BradPowerSports.com. The Bill King link at the top right of the page. Of course, he's with Bill every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. I was looking at compiled a list of the college football returning starters, offense, defense, per team, and who had the most. I think you had UCLA there at 19. But of the powers, Michigan State, Oregon, and Tennessee at 17 returning starters. And, of course, the quarterback among that. I guess you expect the win-loss total to improve for Tennessee with that.
Oh, no question about it. And you know, I have Tennessee power rated right now at the top 25 team coming in the season. But here's the big difference. Yeah, on a neutral field, I think Tennessee's a top 25 team. The problem is Tennessee plays in the SEC. The SEC is arguably the best. I don't even think it's arguable. It is the best conference in all of college football. And I think, generally speaking, the SEC East is getting better by year. Georgia's only getting better under Kirby Smart. I think Dan Mullen's turned around Florida. So the East is getting much tougher. So even though I have Tennessee as a top 25 team on a neutral field, you plug that power rating into their schedule, and I only have Tennessee right around 7-5 this year, which I think is right around where their season total is going to be. So even though they're a top 25 team, only 7-5, but to be perfectly frank, that would show progress to me if they got to 7-5. The big thing, you know, Jeremy Pruitt's got to get to a bowl game this year. I mean, it'd be a huge disappointment if they didn't get there. And it was obviously, you know, the Missouri and Vanderbilt games that closed the season wasn't necessarily a good look after it looked like Tennessee had made some progress against Kentucky and Auburn midseason. It'll be definitely an improved team, but I don't know, you know, maybe a couple of wins is all, and nothing like they're going to get back to 8, 9, 10 wins.
You know, we've got the NFL draft here. Of course, everybody here knows it. It's, and the stage, by the way, on Lower Broadway, I heard you can see it from space. It's so big. It's, but handicapping a draft, how does that go? How does that play on the boards out there?
Well, it's a sharps market, and you know, here in Vegas, it's only been available. You can only bet on the NFL draft the last 3 years.
Okay.
Because they've always been afraid of inside information. So a couple years ago, very basic, they only allowed 5 or 6 props that you could bet, but at least it was progress. Last year, you could bet 25, 30 different prop bets here in Vegas. And the books got killed. I mean, it's something that the public's not very interested in betting. The only people that are betting it are sharper people that, you know, it's the one thing that they could probably have a little bit more knowledge than the actual book. So the books got killed last year in the NFL draft. And now this year we're right back to, you know, less than 10, you know, prop bets being, you know, available. And that's shopped. That's going to 5 or 6 different books here. And most of the books didn't put anything up until Monday or Tuesday of this week. So Vegas is scared of the draft because of the possibility of inside information or just people doing their own homework and having a little bit better idea than the books themselves. So, unfortunately, I don't know if the draft betting is ever really going to take off, at least in Vegas.
Well, you know, and even I guess that's – you look at the Raiders, their GM Mike Mayock and John Gruden, the head coach, kick out all the personnel people except them too. They're not even allowed in the building. So I guess they're scared. If they're scared of leaks, I guess the book should be too.
Yeah, and, you know, look, you can always, even on a game basis, whether it's a college football game, NFL, it's tough to do because you got the injury reports. I mean, you can always have a little bit of inside information, but this is one where I would say compared to the general sports betting on individual game basis, I mean, you really can have an added advantage here. And, you know, pretty much I think the books have learned their lesson. I've shopped around at a bunch of books, whether they be here or online, and I think they took the method that they probably should have taken last year is, you know, it looks to me like they've compiled all the mock drafts that are out there, done a little bit of an average, and that's what's helped them set their lines. They've taken the Mel Kuypers and everybody of the world and averaged it out. That's how I bet the draft last year. And I think I only lost one bet, and it was actually my favorite bet. Unfortunately, it was a quarterback prop. But generally speaking, I don't think there's as much value in this year's draft as there at least was last year. And that's unfortunate. That's what usually happens is, you know, the books, you know, take some chances. They get beat up and no more chances. And that's why the books haven't had a losing month here in the state of Nevada in almost 6 years.
Well, and interested in how it works is I've never bet that or done that or anything like that. But once somebody comes off the board, do they reestablish the lines or just are they pretty much just the way it is and that's how you go into it? Or they readjust in draft as it's going on?
That's another excellent question, Greg. And I can't give you 100% answer of how it's going to be handled this year, but I can tell you the last couple of years, you can no longer bet the NFL draft on draft day. At midnight tonight here in Vegas, they take all of the props off the board.
Wow.
Here. that's how much they're afraid of inside information on draft day. I haven't gotten complete word if that's going to be the case this year, but I would say the chances are certainly greater than 50-50 that you will not be able to bet the draft come draft day. So if you're looking to bet some, today's your final day in Vegas, online, offshore. I'm sure they'll have a lot of that stuff up throughout the day tomorrow.
Anything stand out to you or just not even going to mess with it?
Yeah, no, I got a couple.
Okay, okay.
This is, you know, my NFL draft preview guide just got posted on the website. You can go to Bill King, the Bill King link at bradpowersports.com. You can download it for free. Here's the two best bets that I could arrive from. Round one. So everyone's talking about this being a defensive heavy draft. I agree, especially at the top of the draft, going to be a lot of defensive guys go early. But generally speaking, if you're going to be reaching for players, you're going to reach for the quarterback spot. And I'm going to take more offensive players versus defensive players, round one. And this is kind of complicated. Offensive players, I'm going to go +3.5. So I think, you know, there'll be 15 or more offensive players drafted in round one. That's one best bet. And here's an easier one. I'm going to take the SEC over 11.5 players drafted, -150. That's a best bet for round one.
All right. Now, 11.5 SEC players round one. And, of course, you're laying the 150 against the 100. Wow. Okay. I'm going to be about 11. I'll be watching that tomorrow night, see how that works. 11.5. And then what was the other one, Brad?
Yeah. And I am betting, you know, offensive players. You can
bet
it.
All right.
It's offense and defensive players, how many are going to be drafted in round one. I'm going 15 or over as far as offensive players go.
Over 15. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, see there, Brad, you are the man. Well, I'll ask you about the Derby soon enough.
next week.
Hey, Brad, thank you, man. That's great insight on the NFL draft, and it's quite frankly an analysis of it that I have not heard in this marketplace. So thank you, Brad, for providing that. Tell people how to do business with you.
Yeah, go to bradpowersports.com. I just mentioned it. If you're interested in getting some draft information, I have all my player rankings up there. I mean, I know there's a million mock drafts out there, but my mock draft basically takes into consideration what Vegas feels about it. So all the Vegas odds that are out there, you know, check out my mock draft. I kind of followed what the Vegas odds were. Of course, I had my opinions. That's why I think there'll be more offensive players and more SEC players. But you can download all that for free. And if you like what you see, special pricing for Bill King customers only. You get my newsletter for $69. You're covered all the way through next year's Super Bowl. You get it emailed to you monthly during the off season, weekly during the season. Again, $69. Go to bradpowersports.com, Bill King tab, top of the page.
Thank you, Brad. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. We'll get the preview and we'll review the draft as well. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right.